following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
We always parade winners around here.
From 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
For any of you who have listened in the past, you know that I am not a radio-trained personality, so we are just going by the seat of our pants.
It's time for the Tri-Cities' number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Victoria and Zaretska, you know, though, these Russians, they need to buy a vowel. Let me just say that. They need to buy a vowel with that first name.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Need a vehicle? Think Midway.com.
No. I don't think that's just it's minor. It's just a minor sin. It's a minor one. Well, I'm coming to you then for some of the major ones.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, the last Tuesday of June. And coming up on the program today, not only College World Series talk and Troutman's Tuesday trivia, but we'll keep you up to date on what's going on. Soccer is going on. We have got lots of other things continuing today with Wimbledon going on. Jack Sock of Lincoln dropped the first set today to the Frenchman Herbert in a tiebreaker, 7-6, comes back 6-2, leads in the third set 4-3. If he wins that, then he would advance on to take on the number 8 seed in Raonic from Canada. So that's, and I will keep on that as well. Glad to have you with us. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Also, you can tweet us at any time at ESPN 1460 1550, at ESPN 1460 1550. And you can always email the Dent Popper inbox and give us a call, 888-455-3776. And again, the email, Doug and Daddy at ESPN Superstation. .com. Out yesterday, so hopefully everybody had a good weekend. A couple of things I do want to bring up. The Royals doing what the Royals do, win 10 in a row, then lose 4 in a row, all of them low scoring, all of them 2-1 type of ball games with Seattle. But then they do bounce back and beat the Dodgers last night 5-2. And so that's one of the cool things about Interleague. The Dodgers are down at Kauffman Stadium, and I know there are a few fans that are down there checking out. And the Royals win the first one 5-2 yesterday. So there you go. We will also, later on in the show, be talking with Jack Pierce from the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, the Husker Athletic Fund, one of the fundraising officers, as the Big Red Express train will be making its way across Nebraska coming up on Saturday with stops in Kearney and Grand Island. It'll start in Omaha and move its way west, stopping in Columbus, stopping in Grand Island, Kearney, and North Platte. And a majority of the head coaches, all but maybe John Cook, who's over in China with his volleyball team, will be there. Bo Pelini, Tim Miles, Connie Yori, Coach Manning, I mean, on and on and on, will be part of that. We'll talk about that. Also, we'll talk about maybe some changes, what's going on, because this isn't necessarily a fundraising project. It's a glad-handing tour. They're trying to meet some fans, and, of course, in the end, maybe that's what it all comes down to. So we'll talk with Jack Pierce about that. He's been a member of the Husker family for years. Plus, the NBA draft is coming up, and we will be talking with Ed Isaacson of NBADraftBlog.com. It seems like Doug McDermott is slotted in that number 9 slot, 8, 9, 10. But it also seems, and Ed's one of them, that they put his overall level at like a mid to late first rounder. But a lot of people believe that he'll go earlier than that. We'll talk with Ed about that. We'll talk about the number one draft pick, what all this opting out, LeBron, don't worry about it. You know, either they're all gone or they're all coming back, right? So gives us something to talk about on the national scene because it is LeBron. But we'll talk about that, about the Kansas players, what happens to Joel Embiid with the foot injury and all that coming up on the show. And as we said, Troutman's Tuesday trivia. I do have one question, again, soccer fan. And again, it just maybe it's just the teams you follow, but to play the way they did against Portugal, very good. The two goals they gave up, you know, you made mistakes, and that's what's going to cost this United States team, is because they're not good enough to avoid and overcome the number of mistakes that they are making. And it's great that they're in this position, and I think they would have taken this position at the beginning of the pool play, but they'll get Germany. You'll hear that game Thursday here on ESPN Radio. Do you want to listen to it? That's. I think we had a lot of people listen to the Portugal game if they weren't able to watch it. It was on Sunday here on ESPN Radio, and it will preempt the Doug and Daddy show. Not quite sure. We may come on just a little bit before World Cup at 11, maybe chime in at halftime of the World Cup game just to see what's going on. Here's what else is going on. Okay. If it is such a big sport and you are jamming this down my throat, soccer fan, okay, name me any sport. I mean, if this is the biggest sport in the world, then why is it not being televised as such? ESPN, yes, but why would the United States match not be on ABC, the parent company, Sunday? No, instead, local news and Wipeout. So you're telling me that Wipeout is bigger than World Cup soccer. That's what you're telling me, because that's your choice. Why would not every American match be on the biggest network it could be on? ESPN, huge, but they're showing Uruguay, Italy, you know. They're showing England and, was it, Costa Rica, I think, playing at this time as well. If it's that big, and when it comes down to it, yeah, come on, what's your explanation? It's not like you're preempting anything. It was the news and Wipeout, which I love. Love it. I mean, who doesn't like bouncing off big red balls and falling in slime?
In all fairness, 4 years ago it was on ABC. But I would think, if I remember right, the two games before the USA game were on ABC, which takes place of that NBA doubleheader that they would always have at 11 and 2:30.
Yeah,
and so,
still.
Yeah.
Still. Explain.
FIFA. FIFA
Explain
would probably be the one you'd want to talk to.
You've got
to there.
Two. You've got two now. That's a United States decision. That's a broadcasting decision, because it's the same company. ABC and ESPN is the same company. Put it on ABC. I mean, give me a break. Sorry, if it's the biggest, then you put it on the biggest. The Super Bowl is not on, you know, the NBA is not on. I mean, you can pick your channel. It's not on Nickelodeon. I mean, yeah, the NCAA tournament's on True TV, but, I mean, this is bigger, right? This is bigger. This is a definitely bigger. And also from the weekend, pretty cool, Michelle Wee. Congratulations, Michelle Wee, winning the U.S. Women's Open and then having some fun afterwards, and it's cool to see. Everything was made of this Lucy Lee, the 11-year-old. Well, many forget that Michelle Wee was really put under the microscope and has had a, not necessarily a hard time, but went to college, and so much was expected of her and her pre-18-year-old youngster self between the ages of 14 and 18, and you know, she did some things most people can't do. So now she wins her first major, and congratulations to her on that accomplishment. So there you go, a few things off the top of the noggin to start the program today. Coming up, Jack Pierce from the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, also Ed Isaacson, NBADraftBlog.com is going to be joining us, and we'll get into the College World Series, which is just, I'm sorry, Virginia is so much better than Vanderbilt, and it was proven last night. So they just gave it to them, gift wrapped it, handed it to them, walk after walk. And it's too bad. You kind of think, well, our number one is going to shake out of this, and he never did. So there you go. 888-455-ESPN. We'll take a break back after this.
If you're looking for 2 days of great fun and excitement, then Gibbet is the place for you July 4th and 5th. Celebrating the 4th of July with Rip Roaring Action in Gibbon, starting at 1 p.m. at the Aurora Co-op facility, presenting Thunder in the Dirt. Featuring Limited Pro Stock, Limited Light Pro Stock, Super Farm, Light Super Stock, and Unlimited Super Stock Tractors. Then the Nebraska Truck and Tractor Pullers Association will have the Limited Pro Stock, Super Stock, and Pro Stock Tractors, as well as 2- and 4-wheel drive pickups. Admission is $10 for 8 and under. 7 and under are free. Then on July 5th, featuring the Custer County Mud Draggers with stock, hobby modified super stock, and open pickups, along with a Power Puff pickup class as well. Admission to that, only $10 for 8 years and over. July 4th and July 5th at the Aurora Co-op on the west edge of Gibbon. See you there. And remember, there will be concessions, but you're free to bring your lawn chairs and your coolers. Every day, you struggle to attract new customers and keep the ones you have while keeping the business running and staying in a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, even wraps for your company vehicles. They can make sure you stand out at a fair or convention with a booth that will turn heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, across from the Kearney Chicken Coop, or visit KearneyCopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Health insurance is changing. You have new options, but which one is right for you? As authorized independent agents for Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, Farm Bureau Financial Service agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers know health insurance and can help you understand your options and the differences between them. Contact Rich Peters and Matt Myers and see how they can simplify the process and help you select the right health insurance policy for you and your family. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Partly sunny skies developing today, scattered showers and thunderstorms, highs in the upper 70s with south winds 5 to 10. Tonight, those thunderstorms continuing as we head back to a low of 62.
Right now, 63.
But I believe the world is burning to the ground. Oh well, I guess we're gonna find out. Let's see how far we've come. Let's see how far we've come. Well,
Daddy's show here at the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Later on, Nebraska Danger getting ready for the United Football League Championship. We'll be talking with head coach Mike Davis about that a little bit later on this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. Don't forget the Midway Auto Dealerships are located on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue with hundreds of cars on the lot to take care of you throughout the month of June. And don't forget, it is Dodge's 100-year anniversary, so some extra special deals from the manufacturers, like $1,000 back on Challengers and Chargers. Who wouldn't want to go around with one of those during the summer of 2014? If you're looking for something that gets you some great, great gas mileage, check out the 2014 Avenger, up to 35 miles to the gallon. And, of course, on the variety of lots, the 2015 Chrysler 200 is in stock as well. And check out Ram, the light-duty truck of the year. So whether you're looking for gas efficiency, looking for a money saver, looking for something new or a great truck, they've got it there for you. The Midway Auto Dealerships, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, South 2nd Avenue, Kearney, or visit them online at thinkmidway.com with some special giveaways over the summer. Well, a unique event will be taking place this Saturday across the eastern two-thirds of the state of Nebraska as the Union Pacific Big Red Express train will depart from Omaha on Saturday morning and make stops in Columbus, Grand Island, Kearney, and North Platte to help celebrate the 125th year in college football for the Huskers. Now, he hasn't been there for all 125, but he has seen some great moments in Nebraska history. With the Husker Athletic Fund, Jack Pierce joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show this morning. Doug Duda here. Jack, good morning. How are you?
Doug, how are you? Well, I'm doing great.
Doing good, doing great. Looking forward to kind of a, this is just different. That's maybe the best way to put it.
Isn't this thing going to be fun? We're going to hit those four stops that you mentioned and then have a big party out in North Platte for the UP people. We want to thank UP, first of all, for letting us be a part of this thing. This is an enormous endeavor. We're real excited about it in the athletic department. I think it's extremely important for us to rekindle our outstate people and get fired up for a great football season and great athletic season for the Huskers.
Jack, what is everyone specifically looking out of this? Because with one day and making so many stops, it has to be brief in each community, but still an opportunity to see everybody from Coach Pelini and Miles. What is the Husker Athletic Department looking to get out of this trip Saturday?
Well, each stop will be about an hour, guys, so we'll have plenty of time. We'll have the band with us. We'll have Herbie Husker. We'll have the cheerleaders, a bunch of coaches, head coaches, a lot of athletic personnel. It's going to give us a chance to get back into the communities. One thing I think that, I left the department for 13 years and came back when Tom hired me back, Osborne hired me back. And I was on the road throughout the state for another entity in those years that I was gone. And I saw rural Nebraska or outstate Nebraska actually slipping away from UNL. This is a great opportunity for us to get back into these communities. We would like everybody, just not from Columbus, just not from Grand Island, just not from Kearney or North Platte. We need the surrounding towns, people to come. It's going to be an event, guys. We're actually going to stop right in the downtown with the train, hold up a bunch of other trains from going through the state. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting.
We're talking with Jack Pierce here with the University of Nebraska on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in Kearney. They'll be right on Central Avenue. The program will be right there on the north side of Central Avenue in Grand Island. They'll be on the south side of the Oak Street crossing. These are maybe the crossings that both cities are, I guess you would call, a main stop,
for
these folks. And you get to see the coaches and find out a lot more. Jack, I guess for the fans out there, we have been talking so much, and we have seen the development from the Memorial Stadium continuing to grow with the facilities for the athletes, the locker rooms, the educational facets. Are we kind of done, finally? I mean,
We're actually in the process of building a new soccer stadium and a indoor and outdoor tennis courts, a youth soccer facility north of the old Bob Devaney Sports Center. That project is just getting underway. I was gone that period of time. I truly am amazed at the growth that the athletic department has made since I left 12 years ago. But there's a lot of new stuff going on. Those facilities are going to be really cool over it at the soccer center. We'll have a Hall of Fame. We'll have dedicated locker rooms to both tennis, men's and women's tennis, and women's soccer. So those will be up. They should be ready in a year or two. So that was a big endeavor. We're still in the process of filling out the East Stadium for the new Centers for Concussion and Health over there. So there is exciting times around here. It's not a day-to-day thing. We've got a vision 5 and 10 years down the road that Sean wants to put forward, and we're feverishly trying to get people to get on board with what we're trying to do, both physically and monetarily.
We're talking with Jack Pierce. He's fundraising officer with the Husker Athletic Department here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Jack, no matter where you're at, people need to raise funds. If it's the University of Nebraska Lincoln, the University of Nebraska Kearney, schools, high schools, tell people what's the challenges with your job, because you got to keep going back and back. But talk about your job just a little bit.
Guys, I think, well, I'm running, I started back running the Cornhusker Cooperative Program, where we went around asking farmers to give grain rather than cash. That thing worked good the first year when corn was $7.25 a bushel and soybeans were up there. Now that it's down a little bit more reluctant to donate the grain. But the challenge is, and we've got great people, guys. You got to understand that. we are the only entity in terms of major Division I athletics in the state. People have been very generous with us. We need to continue to sell tickets. People get a little bit rubbed the wrong way when there's a stipends to the ticket, a donation to the ticket. But we need something like that. We don't have the 22 millionaires in one little town or one city that like Michigan and Ohio State and those kind of schools can go to, you know. So we've got to search our people out and do a better job. I think Paul Myers put together a good crew here. Paul's left us, but I think he's had a good plan. We're continuing the plan right now, trying to expand our – and the train is one way of expanding it. Another thing, if I can mention this about the train, prior to the train getting at each stop, we're going to have – and I say this, I'm 70 years old. I say this, we're going to have older players, ex-players at each stop a half hour to 45 minutes before to be interviewed by their local radio stations. So we're getting those kind of guys back on and ladies back on board. We're working hard with the N Club to try to kind of stir the ashes a little bit to find out. So we're not going back to the same people and asking for the same amount of money. I think we have to – our challenge is to find new names, cultivate those new donors. But I'll tell you what, we've got the best people in the world to work with. So it's not as big a challenge. It's us discovering where to go.
We're talking with Jack Pierce, promoting and talking about the Union Pacific Big Red Express train that will be coming across Nebraska with stops included in Kearney and Grand Island this Saturday. And as Jack says, a lot of activities before they arrive and after they arrive. And I'll give you some more times here in just a little bit. Jack, you did bring it up, or you mentioned it, Paul Myers stepping aside. How does that affect what you guys do, and what's the direction? Do they bring somebody else in? Do you guys pick up the slack? How does that work?
Brother, I wish I could tell you. We've met several times as a group with the athletic director, and there has to be a time to figure out where we're at, where we want to go. Paul did an outstanding job. Paul Myers is a great fundraiser. He was a great face at UNL Athletics. The challenge right now is to find someone. First of all, the challenge is for all of us that work in the Husker Athletic Fund to keep moving forward. You know what I mean? The athletic directors will get together and they'll find a plan, what they want to do, and how to head the department up. I'm sure they'll come up with that in a relatively good time for us to keep this thing going forward. You know, in losing Paul, he really had a young man. He played baseball here. He coached baseball here. And I hired him as the fundraiser when I got the job, when Coach Devaney was the athletic director. So Paul had a great experience in terms of of the flavor of all the aspects of the institution, and that lends itself to him being receptive to the people out there. We're going to have a big gap to fill. We got some good people here to do it. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge for a couple of weeks here, but we'll be back out on the road. I got to tell you guys have saved me millions of times traveling central Nebraska and looking for sports shows. And you're the only one I could pick up on the radio when I got out there near Kearney and the rest of them. So I want to applaud you guys for what you guys have done for athletics in the central part of the state.
Well, that's kind of you to say, Jack. Really appreciate it. I mean, you've been around this gamut. And, again, sometimes when we do the show, we kind of forget. I guess I've known Jack Pierce, not personally, but of Jack Pierce pretty much ever since I started doing sports. For those that don't, he was with the Husker program for a number of years ahead of time, was an assistant coach with Coach Osborne. Jack, can you tell me, is that kind of where you make your bread and butter, the acquaintances and the alumni from that time of coaching, or is that part of the whole deal?
Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. I think it was 7 or 8 point some million people in the state of Nebraska, and I know 7 million of them. But no, I've had a great opportunity to work with Coach Osborne. I always say I was I was probably the worst coach you ever had here.
We all know that was Melton. Come on.
But no, he was very kind to bring me up from Alabama and gave me an opportunity here. And then Coach Devaney gave me an opportunity to start the development department, athletic development department, which was a great opportunity. And you know what? People in Nebraska are easy to get to know. I love going from small town to small town, and coffee in the morning in cafes, and lunch at the different steakhouses, and at night I maybe stop and have a, of course, Coach Osborne when just have a beer or two with some of the people in the communities. But I love meeting people. I love telling stories. I love the people in Nebraska's attitude towards our athletic department. You know, we've had some. You guys can understand us. We've had some rough times. I think we're basically over most of those. I think Tom did a great job when he came back and assumed the athletic director role, and smoothing out some of that things. We're on a good path right now, but you guys understand this more than I do. You're out in public all the time. We need the support of the people of Nebraska, and that's the bottom line.
Yeah, and Jack, just from the fan standpoint, because I think it raised some eyebrows, not only the media folks, but the fans as well. I don't remember a time when the athletic department said, hey, season tickets are available. Should fans be concerned about the sellout streak?
No, God, no, guys. Don't be that. It's less than we've had before. You know what? I got to tell you. We sold 1,000 tickets in a month when we put that new 600 level up there. And let me tell you, guys, if you love football, that's the best seats in the house. The new top deck at the on the east side, man, can you see a football game from up there? Some people change seats, kind of move seats, shuffled them. We've got a new view deal on our website where you can go in and look at your seats now and look at the view is from them, where the seats are available. Guys, ladies out there, don't worry about it. We're going to get every seat sold. That's not in jeopardy at all.
Jack, can you believe what they did with the basketball facilities? I don't think fans
wouldn't
can
Danny Neal love that? Huh?
Oh, man, he would dance all. He would dance.
Well, I tell you what, Tim's done a great job. That basketball facility is exciting to be in. I got to work a few of the basketball games this year. What crowds! What excitement! And we're getting the players too, guys. Now, you know, Mike Corrigan, our old backfield coach, used to tell me when I was recruiting coordinator, "Get me great kids, and I'll be a great coach."
Yeah.
Well, I think Tim has proven that. He's getting some great kids, and he's a great coach. So, it's fun to watch it there. You know what I mean? It's very fan accessible. We had a little problem with them. Front row or floor seats that we've worked out now, so there'd be some glitches in it, but boy, it's a fun place.
Well, and winning makes it even more entertaining, so
doesn't it? Doesn't it?
What a deal to sell that out.
I'll tell you what, it's at every, you gotta look at our department. Volleyball is sold out, men's basketball, women's basketball doing a great job, football sellouts. You know, it's unbelievable. You take basketball, volleyball, and football and match it against any other school in the country, and we're the only ones, I'll bet, that sells it out, all three.
Well, that's why they say there is no place like Nebraska, and Jack Pierce has been a big part of that. Jack, we'll wrap it up by saying you guys are rolling through again with the Union Pacific Big Red Express train on Saturday. If folks need to know more information, how can they find that out?
They can go to the website. It's Huskers.com. But, guys, we need everybody to be out there and support this thing. Bring your families. Bring your kids. There'll be entertainment for everybody. Some of the coaches are going to sit down and do autographs in it. It's a great time to be amongst the coaches, and everybody has to understand. I know you're up against a commercial here. Everybody has to understand, these coaches want to do this thing. They want to get out amongst the people. So the more people we have, the better off it is. And if you guys can drop a couple of little non-paid commercials, we'd appreciate it.
Well, Jack, we will definitely be promoting the event, and we look forward to the stop on Saturday. Thanks for chatting with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Be safe.
Guys, thank you.
Take care, Jack. You bet. One of the Husker legends, Jack Pierce, right now working with the Husker Athletic Fund and telling us more about the Union Pacific Big Red Express train coming through Kearney, Grand Island, the state of Nebraska, on Saturday. Again, in Grand Island, they're scheduled to arrive at about 12:20. And they'll be there an hour south side of Oak Street Crossing, and then they'll board up, and they're scheduled to be in Kearney at 2:20, right there on Central Avenue. The program will be on the north side of the tracks on Central Avenue. And if you're listening around Columbus, north side of the 26th Avenue Crossing at about 10 in the morning, and they'll arrive in North Platte at about 5:20, and the event will be held in the parking lot of the Golden Spike Tower and Visitors Center there in North Platte. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be talking with Ed Isaacson, NBADraftBlog.com, the NBA Draft coming up Thursday. You'll hear that here on ESPN Radio. Busy time, College World Series, U.S. Soccer at the World Cup, and of course the NBA Draft. And when we're talking sports, we have been talking about Misco Sports for decades. And yes, they are still there, and they are taking care of not only the Tri-Cities and the Fort Kearney and the Lou Platte and the Twin Valley and all the great conferences in our listening area, but they're doing it from their worldwide headquarters in Ord. And now they're under new ownership. So if you're in the area, stop in and say hi to Steve, Jeremy, and Megan, the new owners. You know Steve. He ran the store here in Kearney as one of the co-workers for a number of years. Ask him about getting your Husker gear for this weekend, for the upcoming season. They're carrying ASICS footwear for the whole family. So stop by and see the same great people that have been getting you better equipped for the games you play for decades. Misco Sports.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill. Or you can call it Hastings Kino, you can call it plain Kino. My point is this, we aren't just your daddy's Kino parlor anymore. We're a new restaurant. I mean, the building's in the same place, but it's a new restaurant. The faces are different, the menu is different, atmosphere is different, everything's different. It is a new restaurant. If you haven't been here lately, you haven't been here.
Come on in, let the games begin.
People from all around are talking about how the new Refirm Now is changing their lives forever.
I lost 79 pounds. My energy has increased and I'm even more toned.
I believe this is the perfect product to give you the energy and motivation to lose weight. I actually cut my body fat in half.
Refirm Now is the biggest weight loss breakthrough in years. Helps with stress, more energy, fat burning, your appetite, and the best body toning ingredients.
I have never felt better. Just take the step and get to complete nutrition.
So, if you want the strongest fat burner to hit the market since ephedrine, you need Refirm Now. Found only at Complete Nutrition. If you lose more than 10 pounds in 10 days, please contact your Complete Nutrition consultant.
Find Complete Nutrition in Grand Island just north of Gordman's off Highway 281 and in Kearney just north of Sun Mart on 2nd Avenue.
Look, feel, perform better. Complete Nutrition.
Who's the stranger?
Well, that's Wild Willie McGee.
I'm looking for 15 people to draw. Draw to win a share of $100,000. Enter the Nebraska Lottery's 100K giveaway. Just send in a non-winning $1, $2, and $5 Summer Ranch scratch ticket, and you could win a share of 100 grand. Anybody get a problem with that?
No.
Then get your tickets and let's have some fun.
Maybe they ought to call him Mild Willie McGee.
Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Play the $5 Harley-Davidson scratch game from the Nebraska Lottery. You could win one of three Harley-Davidson Street Glide motorcycles. And now, for your listening pleasure, a Harley-Davidson engine. Sure beats 15 seconds of announcer copy, huh? Must be 19. Please play responsibly.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug, good to be with you on this Tuesday. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooter question. Midtown Mart of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Yesterday we flat out asked you who wins the College World Series, and many of you were on my ship. 86% took Virginia, only 14% took Vanderbilt, and Vanderbilt won last night. Even though they shouldn't have. But they did. 9-8. That's all that matters. You can vote on our poll question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Here it is. Will the United States advance out of Group G at the World Cup? Will the United States advance to the knockout round at the World Cup? Many believe that they have to tie Germany. Win, obviously, they're in. Tie, probably in. Would be in. And then if they lose, it's going to take kind of a mini miracle.
Don't get blown out.
Yeah. At the beginning, I didn't think they would. They have played okay. They played better against Portugal, I think, but they still make too many mistakes. Germany's better. Germany will win, so it's going to depend on the Ghana-Portugal match. I'm going to say, will they advance? No, and I hope I'm wrong. Will they advance? You can vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com on our Midtown Mart. Cooler question. Well, the NBA draft coming up on Thursday, and very rarely does anyone that played college basketball in the state of Nebraska get their name called, but we all will hear Doug McDermott somewhere, we assume, in the first round on Thursday night. Plus, there's all kinds of drama that goes around every draft, and to chat about it with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio from NBADraftBlog.com, Ed Isaacson. Ed, thanks for the time. Well, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Oh, great to be on with you guys.
Is this your Christmas Eve today?
yes, except, you know, I've never found Christmas to be as exhausting as this is.
Well, a lot of stories out there, a lot of intrigue about Doug McDermott. We'll save him for a little bit here. But the news kind of going through the mothership this morning that Cleveland not sure what they want to do with that number one pick. What's your thoughts?
You know, from the beginning, even before the latest Joel Embiid news with his foot, even if his back was cleared, in my mind, Andrew Wiggins was always the number one choice for Cleveland. You know, the way it looked, you know, looking at their past two drafts, you know, Deion Waiters at 4 2 years ago, Anthony Bennett at 1 last year. I really think they had to minimize, you know, the risk as much as possible. Going into this year, I don't think the fan base could really tolerate much more at this point. So, you know, Embiid would probably be a little too much of a risk for them. You know, Jabari Parker would probably be the least risk, but then they would probably have to give up on last year's number one pick already. And I just don't see a team doing that. Wiggins will give them, you know, the ability to come in right away, add some excitement. He'll be able to help out on offense and defense. Plus, he has enough upside that he's worth taking with the number one pick.
Ed, do you think with LeBron James opting out today, is there any chance that he would end up in Cleveland next year?
I think so many other things would have to happen for that to work out in Cleveland's favor. And even at the end of the day, you know, I'm just not sure where Dan Gilbert and LeBron James are right now together. I don't think money alone is going to be enough to get LeBron back. So I don't think he'll be able to woo him successfully, you know, this summer.
We're talking with Ed Isaacson, NBADraftBlog.com, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. How far do you believe Embiid's going to fall?
I think he's still in play as a top three pick. You know, I'm not completely, you know, told that Philadelphia would pass on him at number three. Especially, you know, people say, well, they took Nerlens Noel last year with his injury. But that actually works out in their favor now because they'll be getting a healthy Noel back. There'll be no need to rush Embiid. They still have a pick at 10 where they'll be adding more talent. And, you know, at the end of the day, I can see Embiid and Noel playing together down the road. Embiid's skill set is very different, especially on the offensive end, than Noel's. So it's still a possibility. At worst, I can't see Embiid, you know, getting to number six or seven, Boston or the Lakers, and either one of them passing on him.
So if he's there, one of those major franchises, snap him right up, you're saying?
Yeah, there's almost no chance he makes it past Boston, but if he happens to, the Lakers will gladly take him.
Talking with Ed Isaacson, NBADraftBlog.com. With the NBA draft, it's obviously not near as long or deep as the NFL, the NHL, Major League Baseball. So you don't necessarily flip-flop your team here, but who needs this draft the most? Which team really needs to hit a home run?
The three. It's probably all in the Eastern Conference. It's Philadelphia, Cleveland, and Milwaukee. Philadelphia, I mean, this was their plan from the beginning. They gave up their all-star, Jrue Holiday, last year, and went into full rebuild mode. Adding these picks and, planning for their future. If they don't come out with, two pieces in the first round, that make them significantly better, there could be some problems. Milwaukee, I mean, they were just a disappointment, in so many ways, starting, with Larry Sanders and working its way on down, to Brandon Jennings. But they go with the number two pick. They have the chance to add a Wiggins or a Parker and, get things on the right track. And Cleveland, you get three number one picks in 4 years. You have to somehow turn your team, make into a good team. I don't think the fan base can take much more, if the team doesn't make significant improvement next year.
Ed, let's talk a little bit here about Doug McDermott. A ton of people have him slotted in the 9 hole to Charlotte, maybe even the 8 hole to Sacramento. I read your analysis and breakdown of him. Everybody loves Doug McDermott. It's just, where does he fit in? And you, I think, are like a lot of people. You put him in that 18 to 25 spot, but a lot of people also believe he'll go higher. Do you think he'll be in that 18 to 25 spot, or somebody will take a shot at him?
Oh, no, I almost guarantee he goes, in the top 10, top 12 at worst. I love Doug McDermott. I can't remember a college player I enjoyed watching as much as him. But when it comes to his NBA value, I just saw it a little lower than probably a lot of people did. Cause I think, his role is going to be significantly different in the NBA. He's not going to be a number one option or probably a number two option for any team. He'll be a number three or number four option, a guy to, his scoring ability will basically be used to set up the stars of whatever team he's on. Which, I mean, it's not a bad place to be. And I think that's sort of the thinking with him in, number eight for Sacramento. Having him stretch the floor would help out DeMarcus Cousins tremendously. Or at number nine with Charlotte, and the same goes for having Al Jefferson. Anything you can do to sort of create room for him, create room for Kemba Walker to operate, is going to be a benefit. That's sort of what makes McDermott so tough to sort of gauge in this kind of situation, because realistically, everyone can use a Doug McDermott. It's just how much are you willing to spend to have them.
Everybody has a draft where a kid can slide. What's the worst case scenario for McDermott?
At worst, I can't see him, getting past, Phoenix at number 14. I think no matter what, at the end of the day, he's a lottery pick. But I think, if he was to somehow still be there at 13, Minnesota would gladly take him. Orlando, it depends on what they do at 4. If they get their point guard at 4, they would gladly take him at 12. But I think we're really looking realistically at him being, in the 6 to 9 range. I could even see Boston taking a shot at him at 6.
Couple minutes left here with Ed Isaacson. That would be make a lot of fans happy around this area to go with the Boston Celtics. But Ed Isaacson with NBADraftBlog.com with us for just another couple minutes. How much, and I see in your top 12, three foreign players you have prognosticated to go to various NBA teams. What's the foreign look to this year's NBA draft?
that's pretty much it. those three guys. And that's actually going to change, I'm not one who likes to put out a mock draft with every little change. So I'll put out one more tomorrow. Dario Saric is likely going to drop, since he just signed a new deal, over in Europe, which will probably keep him there till 2016. It's a benefit for any team that takes him, but it'll probably drop him a bit, to the higher teams. And I think, the closer we get to draft day, the more weary teams will be on some of these farm players. With the exception of Dante Exum, who, for some reason, I'm just not a huge fan of his. People are just extremely high on him for someone who he has great athleticism, he has good skill for his age, but is just incredibly unproven.
At any chance of a whiz-banger trade on Thursday that would kind of rock the world of the NBA?
I think the one that comes to everyone's mind is, will Minnesota trade Kevin Love before the draft? And, from everything I heard and understanding what they want in return, no one's going to be able to meet that. So I think in terms of actual players, I don't see it happening. I mean, the other big one that seems to be out there right now is, Utah seems to be angling for the number one pick. But the rumor of trading Derek Favors and Alec Burks and the number five, and another pick, just seems to be, way too much, for either, Wiggins or Parker. Even if Parker would give them, a Mormon superstar in Utah. Uh-huh. It just seems like too high of a price to pay. So, I think we'll see the normal, draft day trade activity. A lot of teams have second round picks, multiple second round picks. Philadelphia has five of them. There's going to be a lot of teams, it's a deep draft and teams are going to be angling to get a hold of those picks. And Philadelphia may find themselves, in the same position over the next couple of years of just stockpiling assets.
Ed, this is from a year ago, and I don't know how much you delved into this, but Teran Petaway from Nebraska, they're getting so much hype already going into next season. But a lot of people and some of the reports said that this guy may have even went late in the first round of the NBA draft had he been available. What can you tell us? Have you looked a whole lot at Petaway and what his future draft stock might be?
Just from doing the research for the Big Ten guys from this past year, I was always interested to see how they went against Petaway because as his length and athleticism, could be what we consider sort of an NBA test for a lot of guys. I think in my mind, he's certainly an NBA player. Whether he would have gone in the first round this year, the way things sort of shook out with the players who did declare. I'm not convinced of that, but I think if he sort of makes the same level of improvement over the next year, he could certainly be a late high teens to late first round pick next year. Again, depending on who else is in the draft, but he's a first round talent.
And again, for the fans out there, Ed has a couple of Big Ten guards in Nick Stauskas of Michigan and Gary Harris of Michigan State. Possibly going in the top 15. We'll let you out of here with this, Ed. How strong is the draft?
It's the best, at least in the last, 6 to 7 years. Teams are going to be able to get players who can contribute right away, all the way through number 60. And this is going to probably be a trend that continues over the next 3-4 years at least. There's an abundance of talent right now and just not enough spots for them.
Well, we're looking forward to it. We'll have coverage here on ESPN Radio. And Ed, thanks for giving us some knowledge here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Appreciate it. Hopefully we can do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It was great talking to you guys.
Take care, man. Appreciate it. Ed Isaacson, check it out online, NBADraftBlog.com. As he said, he'll put up his new and final mock draft tomorrow. So check that out as well. Thank Ed for being a part of the Doug and Daddy show here today. We've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia right around the corner. We've got a couple of questions out there. We'll see. We'll see how it all pans out. Folks, when you think of lawn and landscaping, the only name you need to know is Johnson Lawn and Landscaping. Everything you need to keep your lawn looking great all year round. Landscaping with the trees, the rocks, the shrubs, the custom concrete edging, meaning you get both style and functionality to your new or existing landscaping. Imagine you've got a yard that looks like you spent hours on it when, in fact, it was done by Johnson Lawn and Landscape. Serving the Tri-Cities online at NebraskaLandscape.com. That's NebraskaLandscape.com. You can always give them a call, 308-237-LAWN. That's 237-LAWN. And don't forget to check out their nursery located just beside Yellow Van on 6th Street in Kearney. Proudly landscaping Nebraska and doing amazing work at Kearney Lawn and Landscaping. Johnson Lawn and Landscaping is there for you in Kearney. We'll be right back.
It's coming fast. This year's premier summer concert series, the Adams County Fair Fest, July 16th through the 19th in Hastings. Check out this incredible lineup. The legendary Nitty Gritty Dirt Band, Lee Bryce, the Casey Donahue Band with Aaron Watson, and Thomas Rhett. That's a ton of talent for one Fair Fest. Get tickets for this year's Adams County Fair Fest three ways at the Adams County Box Office in Hastings, online at AdamsCountyFairgrounds.com, or call 402-462-3247.
In 1902, Carrier introduced the world to modern air conditioning. We've been improving on the idea ever since. So if you're getting the idea to upgrade to a more comfortable, more efficient system, think about Carrier. There's no better time than right now. Get cool cash rebates of up to $1,450 on a new home comfort system by Carrier. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Call Anderson Brothers today at 308-236-6437 or in Holdridge at 995-4481.
Who likes contracts? Whether it's your gym membership or cell phone service, nobody likes contracts, right? That's why you should choose Prairie iNet. They offer amazing internet service and you never, never have to sign a contract. You'll get fast, reliable service for streaming video, playing online games, and social media. They're locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. And there is no risk with their 30-day money-back guarantee. Remember, no gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Are there any worse words than, quote, buffering or loading? When you think reliability and internet, think Prairie iNet. Prairie iNet provides reliable, high-speed service that can keep pace with the excitement of streaming video, playing online games, and social media. Oh, and how about never having to sign a contract and a 30-day money-back guarantee? Prairie iNet is locally based with local people, local support, and local pricing. No gimmicks, no contracts with Prairie iNet.
To sign up for Prairie iNet, call 308-224-2309. 224-2309.
Today, buyers need the OneRocky.com edge. Finding out first is what gives you the best chance of finding the right home. Kearney's best real estate website just got better with customized listing notifications sent right to your email. As soon as a new listing meeting your criteria becomes available, you'll be notified. Log on to OneRocky.com and get signed up now.
Yo, this is Rocky. My customized listing service is not junk email. We don't even collect data. It's just my way of putting you first in the hunt for the right home.
Put Rocky Geyser in your corner because he cares.
OneRocky.com.
Who will rise on the world's biggest stage?
2-1 United States!
The United States was within seconds of the knockout round.
Goal! It's 2-2!
Now powerhouse Germany awaits.
Unbelievable!
A win or a tie, and the U.S. moves on. USA, Germany, Thursday on ESPN and on ESPN Radio.
This town, this night, this crowd, come on, put them up, let me hear it loud, this town.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, glad to have you along with us on today's program. A couple other sports notes to pass along. Plenty of American Legion baseball tonight. Kearney Post 52 and Runza will be hosting North Platte this evening. Kearney 5 points will be at Central City for Hastings Johnson Imperial. And 5 points, they have their matchup with Grand Island, and they come into a Duncan Field tonight. For Grand Island, Dinsdale, and USAVE, they are scheduled to host Kearney County this evening in American Legion baseball. UNK women's basketball coach Kevin Chaney has added four more players to the Lopers roster for next season, all coming in from out of state to join Mackenzie Brown of Grand Island Northwest. The Huskers, or the Lopers, lost three seniors off last year's team. The Nebraska men's match play underway at the Lincoln Country Club this morning. Barry Foster of Kearney, UNK's Michael Colgate, all three Reinertsons, Jordan, Josh, and Riley, qualified yesterday, as did Lucas Gross-Nicholas of Aurora, Alex Anania of Grand Island, have also made the field of 64. It was the largest field in tournament history. And for the women, I don't ever remember not seeing Danielle Lemick's name at the top of the leaderboard, but it's not after the first round of the Women's State Amateur. Steph Kolbus shot a 72 from Lincoln to lead Lemick and Morgan Schmeckel of Columbus, who plays at the University of Nebraska, by four shots. And the tournament continues today and tomorrow at Hidden Valley Golf Course. Time now for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you've not won in the last 2 months, here's your opportunity. 888-455-3776. 888-455-3776. ESPN, that's 3776. The winner gets a $25 gift card to Troutman's. Grill out some great steaks, get some snack sticks when you take them on the road, golfing, fishing, throw them in a backseat to the kids as you're heading to their activities as well. Whatever you need, prime rib, ham, bacon, it's all there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friends. Call now, 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. Try and get through for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
I got Matt.
Matt, how are you doing today, man?
Doing well.
All right, here's the question for today. Since the College World Series went to the best of three finals, and that was 2003, there have been just two teams to lose the opening game and come back and win the national title. Can you name one of those teams?
South Carolina.
South Carolina is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. Did I make it too easy? Should I have made him get them both? I don't know. We'll find out. 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with? Nobody. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Fire off. The lines are open. They're lighting up. Squeeze on in there. Who are we chatting with?
Brett.
Let's ask you one of the two teams to win the National Baseball Championship after losing the first game of the best of three.
Oregon State.
Oregon State is correct. Do you know the other one just for bonus points?
UCLA.
No. See, it's a good thing we only asked one because it would have been out the door. But Oregon State in 2006, Fresno State, the biggest Cinderella in tournament history, winning it in 2008. You're the winner. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you taken care of. Congratulations.
Thank you.
The other question, which was too easy, and maybe it's one of those that if you've been watching, if you saw it, you know it right away. But Vanderbilt, they have only won one national championship in any sport in school history. Any sport in school history. Do you know what it is? Women's bowling. Yeah, baby. Battling the Big Red. But Vanderbilt, their only national championship in any sport is women's bowling, and they are one win away, either tonight or, if necessary, tomorrow, from winning the men's baseball championship. So we'll see what happens. Our coverage begins tonight at 6:45, and first pitch scheduled for right around 7:05 from TD Ameritrade Park. Should be a beautiful night for baseball in Omaha. And hopefully Virginia wins, and we get another baseball game tomorrow night here on ESPN. We want to thank Ed Isaacson of NBADraftBlog.com, Jack Pierce, the University of Nebraska with the Husker Athletic fundraising efforts, talking about the Union Pacific Big Red Express train that is coming across Nebraska Saturday, and we'll be making a couple of stops, one in Grand Island, Kearney, Columbus, and in Hastings, and we'll tell you more about those as we move along Grand Island Saturday morning, just after noon, in Kearney, then on to North Platte. Tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, we'll be talking Nebraska Danger football. Got a little Loper chat with you. The six-man Nebraska versus Wyoming All-Star Games coming up this week. And we'll break down Game 2 of the College World Series. Doug did us saying, have a great Tuesday, everyone. We'll see you tomorrow here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
All sports, one source, two stations. KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing. do that again.
Game.